slanderous lies and allegations are being made by women 20 years later who are well past their 15 minutes of fame.
When you come down here to talk, now did we?
No, boss, we did not.
Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. But you, my dear, are in hell.
Back with another special movie review from my main man, Sean Weathers here. But he didn't direct this one this time. He just executive producer and also star in the film. The director for this one is Jerry Landy. And I'm here to talk about my main man film, Bill Huxtable, Serial Rapist. And no, not like Felicia Rashad Bonet Huxtable. No, not like that one. We're talking about Bill Huxtable. A film based off of Bill Cosby and his, I'm putting in quotes, alleged, what do you call this? Let me call sexcapade. There you go. I'm gonna call it goddamn creepy that this dude in this sweater has been doing what he's been doing. But I guess I never really gave my opinion on the whole Bill Cosby drugging people and raping people, or raping women more for that matter. But as fucked up as it sounds, whether he said it or not, it's just so fucking hard to believe that this motherfucker that goes, "Speak English, young lady. I can't understand the way you people talk. The why you wills, the why you ain't. It's amazing. Parents will spend $500 on the sneakers, but won't spend $50 on the hooked on phonics, you see." It's hard to believe that motherfucker is the one drug motherfuckers and raping. That's not fun, whatever. People, like I said, here to talk about Bill Huxtable, Serial Rapist. And it's another one of his guerrilla horror. He's a guerrilla horror director. This is a guerrilla horror film here. And it's only an hour long, so. And here's the thing. I did the fappening. Before I started watching this one, I read the description of it, and I was just kind of like, oh, man, come on. Hey, Sean, I've seen a couple of your films or whatever. You know, I was like, hey, we ain't gonna be showing chicks getting raped in here left and right. Now, as uncomfortable as it make you feel, whatever, I'm one of those film critics, if you will, that doesn't really get uncomfortable from things. I didn't see it all in films. And plus, it takes a lot to offend me. I mean, come on, I call myself the fucking phenomenal one, so it must take a lot to offend me. But, so when I played it, I was just like, I hope this just isn't in bad taste. I hope it actually is, you know, kind of as awkward as this is gonna sound. It was kind of funny in some parts. I thought it was gonna be uncomfortable funny, but it was actually funny in its own sense. So let me go ahead and give a plot synopsis here, if you will. So we got Bill Huxtable, family, everybody's father figure here in this film. I mean, he's pretty much playing Bill Cosby, everything we thought of him, whatever. He's got shows, TV, stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, there's this TV talk show. And I'm going to fuck up names in this movie, people, but I don't give a fuck. And I can't remember the lady or the hot-ass chick. That's what I'm going to call her. The hot-ass... Oh, it was Cindy Marie, played by Sibel Silver Phoenix, I believe. Damn, girl, is that a stripper name? Anyway, there ain't nothing wrong with that, though. You know, just give a little 1-2 dance right here. Hey. But she's Cindy Marie. She owns a TV talk show. She's the Puerto Rican Oprah in this movie. And she's basically interviewing the women that supposedly has been in contact with Mr. Huxtable here. And we got his wife in here, played by Erica Smith. Which I'm going to go ahead and put this on blast right now. There's two women in this movie. And Erica Smith, she was in, I believe she was in The Fappening, playing Kim Kardashian. There's two women in here that I'm going to go ahead and say on point right now. I fucking love the shit out of you two. And Erica Smith is one of those women. That girl is fine as hell. Sean, I asked it before, and I'm going to ask it again. where the hell are you getting these fine ass women from? Like, see, now, yeah, I said this in the last Movie Sports episode. Someone asked me how I felt about New York. New York got some fine ass women out there, and Erica Smith is definitely one of them. I'm gonna get into the second one, but damn, Erica, hey, you ever want to get interviewed by the phenomenal one, you give me a call then. All right, fuck it, I'll call you. I don't give a damn how it works or whatever. But damn, I just want to hear this girl's voice, because this girl is hot as shit in here. So she plays Bill Huxtable's wife. And, you know, we don't start to see his interactions with these ladies until about a little bit, not even about 20 minutes into the film. We get to the part where he has another house, if you will, and you can see him in the trailer, people. He's skipping up and down the motherfucking steps and shit, acting like he's just made it to Sanford and Son's junkyard or something like that. And, you know, he's... as fucked up as this scene is, I found myself laughing, though, but... There's this weird ass hallway or whatever, and he's wheelchairing some chick from Thailand or something like that through there, and she's all drugged up, moving and shit, and it had me laughing for some reason just to see the scene. I don't know why, maybe because I'm such a fucked up individual myself, but I was laughing my ass off. I had a good time. I actually think, you know, as short as this is, I thought about it, and I think that maybe I like the concept more of the fappening, or think it's just funnier. But I think I like this movie more. It seems like with this going down the list he gave me, the film seems to get crazier and funnier. I know these are all horror films, but you know, I like my horror films that have other different genres and mesh to them. And I gotta say, Sean, man, even though you didn't do this film specifically, you got a thing for comedy, man, whether you know it or not. And that's the thing, too. And we're finishing up the synopsis. So. You know, his wife, she defends him all this time until my second wife comes into this film. And we already know who the first one is, Erica Smith. The second one, her friend, who played Hilda Hodges, played by Cindy Lunati. Hope I pronounced that right now, baby. Why don't you change that one to Cindy One, as in phenomenal one. There you go, because damn, this girl is sexy. Woo! That's a badass girl right there. I mean, she is fine as hell in this goddamn movie. Shut up, chair. She comes in and tells, you know, hey, you know, your husband's been doing this. So the wife finally decides to go to the house, and she catches him. And they end up murdering her. And, you know, thus the continuation of Mr. Huxtable. I'm sorry, Mr. Huxtable. And his raping continues, if you will. I gotta say, Sean, I don't know what this film would look like without you in it, man. And once again, I'm putting this out there, putting a little banner out there saying, I don't give a fuck if you're nice to me or not or whatever. I'm not here to kiss anyone's ass. I'm here to give a review, talk about your movie, talk about you and stuff. But Sean, let's not kiss your ass. You are really good, man. As playing Bill Cosby, and you know, you weren't even trying to, like, play him. It was almost, you know, wasn't going so far as a parody, but as far as his mannerisms is what you're saying. And, like, the opening of the movie begins, and I didn't know specifically he was trying to, I don't want to say mimic Bill Cosby, but he's a comedian in the film as well. And even when he's delivering his jokes, because he's doing stand-up in the film at the beginning, at least, and stuff like that, even those jokes, I was kind of just like, really, that's the best you got there? I was like, oh, okay. Now, this does remind me of a fucking Bill Cosby stand-up right here. This nigga ain't funny, okay? The whole time he was on stage, all you wanted to do was, because you hear people clapping and talking in the background, and the whole thing, at the time I'm watching it, I'm just in the background yelling, tell some jokes! But, you know, that's how I feel about Bill Cosby and stuff. But it even got... I hate to say this, but it got even funnier towards the middle and the end. Because just the mannerisms of how creepy you were getting, and it stuck in my head, and this is fucked up too, but it stuck in my head, so that's what Bill Cosby would look like if he tried to drug you. Oh, okay. And the way he drugs people in this movie, people, is by that sweet cocoa brown coffee. Oh, not the Jell-O shots. No, it's not the Jell-O shots. I wish that you would do like a Q&A. And playing Bill Cosby, Mr. Sean, because that shit would probably be funny. Like, you know, a black person can come on stage and ask you, hey, did you guys ever cook soul food in the show? And you can tell them, no, everything we did was white. That's why we stayed on air for 75 years, or however long that nigga was on TV for. But basically, I thought the movie was, it was short, quick, to the point. It was only an hour long, like I said. Sean Weathers, this is his movie, even though I'm saying it's his movie as far as the performance go, whatever. I thought his performance in here was great. He's very charismatic, I can tell you that right now. Even delivering some of the worst dialogue or written lines you could probably ever hear, but I think the man delivers it pretty damn well. There's a couple of rape scenes in here, one particular of a girl when he was tearing her clothes off. Now, I ain't gonna lie, as fucked up as this was, whatever and shit, I got a boner. Sue me, whatever. The girl's fine as shit. I mean, Sean Weathers keep getting these fine-ass girls. I got a boner. I'm not gonna lie. Maybe I looked up porn afterward and, you know, and got one out real quick, but that's for another story or something like that. That's when I start my sex podcast. And, you know, obviously, there's another guy in here. I don't know the guy's name, but he plays like Bill's right-hand man, if you will. And you even got his lawyer here to play Buddy Schumacher, John McDermott in here. That guy was really good. You hear him in the trailer. That was probably my favorite, the best delivered line in the whole film was that line right there when he's yelling at the press and stuff like that. I thought that was really good. He turns out to be one of his sescapade companions, if you will. And but there's this other dude in here. He's like a redneck looking dude. Teeth is all fucked up and shit. Look like, you know, he's been chewing on goddamn metal choppers or something like that. And he's got that skinhead, got a bunch of tattoos. He looks like goddamn Lurker. You're just waiting for him. Or he looks like Igor and probably sounds like Booberry. You know, he's just like, Bill, you know, we have to tame the pussy. You know, you're just waiting for him to say some shit like that or whatever. Try my new pussy cereal. It's out of this world. He sounds just like that. And he looks like the crackhead from the Atlanta or something like that. I don't know, whatever. That something about that dude, the creepiness of, you know, I take it back. He looked like Gollum. There you go. Look like Gollum from Lord of the Rings. Mouth is everything like him, too, and whatever. And, you know, he's just like, and, you know, as he's looking at the vagina, he's like, my precious, you know, because vagina is precious. Don't get me wrong. It's a beautiful thing right here. But some of the interactions he had with Sean Weathers' Bill in here, I thought was funny as hell. It had me laughing because this guy, I wish I knew his name in the film. He played that sidekick lurking motherfucker pretty damn well. I was actually laughing my ass off with him. And the women in here and the rape scenes or whatever and stuff like that, they were believable. That was a good thing about it, too. You know, they were believable in this whole situation. It didn't feel as cheap in the horror aspect of it when, like in The Fappening, when they were dying or something like that, or were they being chased or something like that. But in here, the rape scenes, those felt like genuine screams and stuff like that. So it may turn some people off. But you got to understand, this is forms of entertainment. I mean, plus it's telling a story here. This ain't, I mean, shit happens. No, I shouldn't say that. That's fucking terrible. That's fucking terrible. But, so it is, maybe it'll make some people feel uncomfortable. But if you just don't give a fuck like I don't, then you should be fine. But I thought the girls in here were great as well. There's specifically one scene, too. And it was weird. But there's this other dude, that lurker over here. I'm going to call him Gollum from now on, or Booberry. Yeah, Booberry sounds better. I'm going to call him Booberry. Booberry over here, he gets a little buddy, and they kidnap the reporter. Not kidnap, the adult nap. The reporter in here, I forgot her fucking name already. That hot-ass Puerto Rican girl. I was about to call her Cindy because that's all I can think of. Cindy and those big-ass, beautiful eyes. Yes, of course. What the fuck was her name in this movie? God damn it, I forget. Yeah, it was Cindy. Cindy Marie, yeah, the Puerto Rican blonde, hot-ass reporter they have. And they kidnap her to pretty much shut her the fuck up. And, you know, the lurker, Booberry over here, he brings his friend in to help him do it. And he's just like, oh, no, your money is no good to me, Mr. Huxtable. I just want to taste your treasures in here. You know, he's saying, he didn't say that shit, whatever. I'm just making up shit now. I'm just going along. I'm ad-libbing my own shit here. And he's like, no, my friend. This dirty money is as dirty as that pussy. And you know what I did, Sean? I stood up and gave a fucking standing ovation. I said, well, then let Lurker over here taste that dirty pussy then. Just make sure you don't get a blue waffle in that motherfucker. But it was crazy in this scene. Like, it's like a damn near a sex dungeon. I ain't gonna lie, I kind of wanted to be tied up too. And you see one chick getting whipped, and you see this dude's hand just moving back and forth and shit. And this chick is screaming her ass off. I was just like, damn. I was like, I don't know about rape victim here, but I'm having some flashbacks of slave time right now. And I'm just like, yeah. There's some chicks in here. Matter of fact, he kidnaps, like, Cambodian bitches up in here or whatever, and he takes that bait. One bitch is like, Mr. Bill, let me go. Let me go. I just want to take care of my child. I won't tell nobody or whatever. And the baby is, like, constantly crying here. And you, Bill, like, he fucking kicks the cage that the baby's in. I was like, God damn, Joseph. It's weird. It's out there. It's hilarious. And some, I mean, for some people, it's going to be uncomfortable. But for me, it was, like, you know, it was hilarious on the part. Like, it knew how to be a satire of itself and not be to the part where it's insulting or offensive to the victims of this crime or anything like that. It knew how to be pretty much a parody of it and knew what it was and knew what it was going for. I like that a lot. I had a good time on it because, you know, this shit could have been easily fucking boring. And I think the one thing about it is, you know, Sean Weathers is so good in this part that he does a great job of, you know, adding some charisma and entertainment to it. And when he does it in a lot of his films, too. The guy does have, he definitely got that body for it. And so, you know, he definitely got the body for it, and he definitely got the looks of it. So, you know, that's a black man for you right there. And you need to put me in your movies now. Shit, tie me up and whip my ass like that. I think that'd be hot. So, you know, it does a lot in that 1 hour there, which I was kind of shocked by. You know, at the first of it, I was kind of just been nudging it a little bit, and I was like, I don't know if I'm feeling this or whatever. You know, you're doing this stand-up, these kind of corny-ass lines. But then I kind of got into it, and I understood where he was going with it. And it made those parts that much more better to be like, okay, I get where he's coming from with that. Overall, I actually like this movie. There are some problems, obviously, with it. The dialogue is pretty fucking terrible, but I think the performances here are pretty decent. I mean, they're not the best or anything like that, but I think they're really the performances. Even my first wife in here, Erica Smith, she does a great job in here, actually. Especially I think because she's not trying to play Kim Kardashian in here, because that's what she was playing in The Fappening, and you know, you can sound like shit playing like Kim Kardashian because Kim Kardashian is a dumbass. So you kind of got to act that way. But it kind of slows down your dialogue a little bit. I think just because Erica Smith was just laying it on as just playing, I don't want to say herself, but an easier character, if you will, than that dumb bitch. I think she did a great job at it, and I actually liked her in the film. Much better than The Fappening. Another negative I had, I guess it was just, not that it was too short or whatever, but it did fuck up by not having Jell-O in the movie. Come on, man. Sean, why the hell y'all didn't have Jell-O in the movie? I mean, you could have easily, the way you could have got your wife or whatever, you kicked down the door. Who else want Jell-O free Jell-O pudding pops? Oh. I mean, infidelity is not something to be proud of, but hey, when you want to put your pudding pop in the pudding, then you just go ahead and do it, my friend. But, no, it did. One thing I thought it did is great, good as well, too, is that it didn't feel like it just had a bunch of random-ass scenes pop up. Like, the movie felt fluent, like, where it just flowed through each scene. And each scene had a purpose in it and showing it. I mean, there's even a scene where he says, kids say the dumbest things. And even, like, the one line he had where he was just like, how could that show get canceled or whatever? He was like, kids are continuing to be dumbasses. And I was just like, oh, thank you. Yes, they are. So, actually, I'm not gonna lie. That one scene, I didn't think he was going to beat that kid the way he kept asking them, having them dumbass answers for that kid. And I was just like, you know what? There's at one point in my head, I wouldn't mind if he backslapped and shot this boy here. But overall, I'll give my thoughts and rating here. I thought the film was better than the Fappening. The concept here is cool. I liked what you did. I think you could have did more, to be honest, with the whole... You want to do a kind of a parody to a take on Bill Cosby and his life. There's a lot of things. He could have wore them ugly ass sweaters. That's one thing. The film does feel like it was made for a very low budget. Well, it doesn't feel. It looks like it definitely too. You know, there's some scenes in here that kind of, I would say, a little bit going a little too long, mainly with the reporter side of things. But I did have a good time watching it. Dialogue is pretty fucking terrible. But it's funny when delivered by the right people in here, and mainly by Sean Weathers when he delivered his lines. It's pretty funny. And not to say that everyone in here that delivered the lines were terrible. They were actually pretty decent for what they had, but the dialogue was pretty fucking shit. So yeah, I'm think I'm just gonna go with I'm gonna give it a rent it, man. I actually did enjoy this film. My only problem with this is you didn't have Jell-O and you didn't wear no ugly fucking sweaters, man. Come on now, what's up with that shit?
You see, and that's what's wrong with today's youth. You sit there, you listen to all your hip hop, and you smoking your crack pipe. Oh. You could, but if you like this review and you want to check out the movie, you can visit my main man Sean Weathers' website at FullCircleFilmWorks.com. You can like him on Facebook at Facebook.com/Sean Weathers. Or you can follow him on Twitter.com/Sean Weathers. Gaw. This movie is not for sale right about now because I don't think it's released to the public and all of those great things. But hey, you know, some people just have a better privilege than others, you know. Gaw.
Well, people, that's been my review. And I hope you enjoyed my terrible impression of Bill Cosby. But, you know, whatever. I'll bring the real Bill Cosby back to the studio someday.
Don't curse, son.